a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Well, greetings, friends. Welcome. Welcome. Everyone, get comfortable. It's episode number 682 of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Have any trouble finding the joint this morning, Darren?
No, I think I was on time.
No, I'm not making a crack about when you showed up. It's just very, very foggy out there.
It is. Foggy London town.
The whole ride to school was an argument between me and the 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah?
About whether or not it was foggy. You know, well, sure is foggy today. I don't know that I'd say it's foggy. Whole ride to school. Well, no, this is foggy. I've seen fog. This isn't fog. You don't know what you're talking about, old man.
Let's have pea soup for dinner tonight.
Now you're talking. Eh, listen.
You don't know anything.
Shut up. Drop me off so nobody sees you dropping me off, would you? Dope. Jeez.
Well, it's a good thing it's foggy out, I guess. So
it's
they won't
not
see me.
Foggy. How dare you? Welcome to the show. I guess now there's like two different separate winter storms that are going to come in proximity to us, but may not hit us.
So we're just going to get cold temps again.
Well, that's, you know, that's not...
That's fine.
It's January.
It is January, but I think we get our foggy thaw, and then we get back in the deep freeze.
Wasn't that your rap name, Foggy Thaw? Isn't that what they used to call you back when you were with the crew?
I know, but I couldn't bust a rhyme.
To save your life.
To save my life. None of this is working out.
We've got a weather-related thing in the top five things. Can we just get right into it?
If you'd like. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Movies coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, including, we're all going to be there, Saturday, January 27th, All the Queen's Horses. Let's turn it. What if All the Queen's Horses all of a sudden turns into like a Rocky Horror Picture Show thing, where people are dressing up, they're throwing toilet paper or whatever.
Just shouting out her favorite lines.
Yes. It just becomes a cultural sensation.
I'd like to make a deposit.
Deposit?
Ah!
Snickers. Valentine's Day, it's Sleepless in Seattle.
And that's Ruffles.
Ruffles.
We had to put Snickers down.
Okay.
Hoof and mouth disease.
Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming to the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. We should mention that the podcast is also originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in,
having a good time out there.
In Cedar Rapids. Don't stop the party.
You know, the secret.
The only thing that's going to stop the party is that fax machine.
It does not receive faxes. The secret is, and I don't think they'll mind me saying this, they use real butterball turkeys. Every day, butterball turkeys being slow roasted there.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
That's something else.
Holiday every day at Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted, homemade butterball turkeys and roast beef are hand-pulled daily as well. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, friends, and you're going to get a medium sub, but only pay for the price of a small one.
There you go. Number one today in the top five things. Sports Illustrated making an announcement.
Okay.
We can't put this thing out every week anymore. It's just...
What are we doing? We're killing ourselves.
This is just stupid. Yeah.
Was it every week?
Sports Illustrated was a weekly publication.
Wow.
And now they're saying...
A couple times a month?
We did that for 63 years. We're going to have to do it every other week.
So people are losing jobs at Sports Illustrated?
Well, probably.
Or just giving people a little bit more time to, hey, listen, some of these articles have been kind of shoddy. I mean,
what if we just did this like every other week? Yeah, the editor.
Who's writing about Garo Yoprimian's ties again?
Chris Stone's telling readers, we're going to have to do fewer issues, but we'll do more long-form stories, and we'll have more pictures for you. How about that?
More fiction. More science fiction. Wait, we don't go to Sports Illustrated for science fiction.
Well, Isaac Asimov has a new story. We're going to print it here in the Sports Illustrated. It's going to be great.
More popular hacks around the home. What?
You know, recipes.
That sort of thing.
That'll feed your hungry husband and the screaming kids.
LeBron's five-bean chili.
Yes,
This seems kind of lazy.
The new model of Sports Illustrated will be in your mailbox if you're a subscriber on Friday, with as late to close as the coverage that they can provide of the national championship game. And then 2 weeks later, it'll be a preview of the Super Bowl or the Winter Olympics. Every other week now is when they'll be doing the Sports Illustrated.
Right. Yeah, some of the relevant things that take place in the world of sports seem like you're going to be reading about the national championship games two weeks later.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with magazines, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who reads magazines?
I don't know.
Everything is on the internet these days. The internet's on computers now. It's ridiculous.
Owen doesn't get any magazine of any kind, does he?
He used to.
Does he?
Yeah. He used to get...
Geology Monthly? Or
No. A couple of kids' magazines he used to get. Yeah.
But those are gone?
Those are gone, too. Even the
so if he was to get kids. If he was to get SI now, he'd probably look at it and go, what is this?
Well, yeah, you want to read about the nation?
What is this?
So who cares about the Alabama-Georgia game on Friday?
Let alone a week from Friday.
Right. Yeah, I don't quite understand that. Let me ask you this. How does it feel if you're an Atlanta-Georgia football fan and you had your Falcons dominating in the Super Bowl, only to lose in overtime.
And dominating at halftime.
Yes. And then your Bulldogs get into the national championship, and they're up pretty big.
Yeah.
And then they lose it in overtime. If you're an Atlanta football fan, and you love your Bulldogs and you love your Falcons, are you just done with the sport? Because I know I would I am already, and I don't even have a dog in the fight.
Have another Coca-Cola.
Two.
I mean, how bad does it suck to be a Georgia football fan?
Yeah, that's rough. Well, I mean...
And it happened one right after another. You know? You had the Super Bowl heartbreak, and then you had this thing happen on Monday. Yes. Yes. Falcons are still in the playoffs.
And the Braves suck, and...
Yeah, they do.
The Atlanta Hawks are the worst team in basketball. They're the worst team in the NBA. You had it pretty good for a long time.
Too long, I'd argue. And, you know, that's our team, the Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks started here.
The Tri-City
Blackhawks. They were the Tri-City Blackhawks.
Yes.
And then they moved to...
With your red aura back.
That's right. No, the Atlanta Hawks started here. Quad Cities had an NBA team and two NFL teams. True stories.
And at the time, were we the only... We had to be one of the rare... Not going back that far.
Yeah.
But we had to be one of the rare... cities that had all the minor league teams. We had a basketball team.
Yeah.
We had a football team.
Yeah.
We had a baseball team. We had a hockey team.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been a ton of cities that had...
To have all four?
All four minor league teams, right?
That's an interesting question. So, yeah, a CBA, a UHL, a Midwest League, and a...
Arena football.
Arena AF2.
Yeah.
Football team. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good...
Oh, we had it pretty good back then.
Nobody went to games.
Well, they went for a little while, and then we decided.
Still not going. I think the Mallards just dropped like their 13th or 14th game in a row.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's not bad. Not the best.
Not the playoffs this year, huh? Playoffs.
Playoffs? Number two, here's your weather story.
Are they losing because they are doing things differently? Like we've decided to not use a goalie?
I went to two games.
We're just high pressure. We just like attack, attack, attack. We don't need a goalie. Well, maybe you do.
You know, pull the goalie.
We pull the goalie.
Opening faceoff, pull the goalie.
Right.
A lot of people like to save that if they're down in the third. My strategy is goalie schmoly, macaroli.
It's like the coach from Northern Illinois. Did you see this in one of the bowl games this year where they faked a punt while they were in the end zone?
Boy, that's...
It's aggressive.
That's tricky.
Didn't work out.
No. Stupid. It's not something you should be doing.
It's unconventional. I like it.
So there's the story, I'm sure you all have seen this, where it got so cold in Florida over the weekend.
This is not good.
So cold. Florida. That iguanas were freezing in the trees and then falling out of the trees. Then there were stories of people collecting the iguanas to bring them home to make soup out of them.
Of course.
And then the iguanas come back to life in the car.
Or in the soup.
Or in the soup. Yeah, that's not the best.
That's exactly the sort of bath I needed.
So you've got frozen iguanas in the States.
Of course people were collecting them. Shouldn't you be somewhere? I'm collecting iguanas.
Frozen iguanas. That's good eating.
Huh? I got a bunch of root vegetables at home. I was going to make a nice pot full of this.
This is, we have a rule about not reading stories where animals die, but I have to break it for this one. It's so hot in Australia.
Mm. How hot is it?
That the bat's blood is boiling.
Ugh.
The flying foxes, the giant large bats that they have in Australia, they said they found more than 400 of these flying foxes. They were dead, and they say they can't cool their body down. It was 117 degrees in Sydney, Australia the other day.
Wasn't that the name of your all-male review in college?
What's that?
The Flying Foxes?
Yeah, that's right. We were...
No, wait. What were you? You guys were the...
We were the Coors Light Silver Bullet Daredevil team.
That's right. Not the Flying Foxes.
No, we were the... Silver Bullet Daredevil team.
Dunking on a 6-foot rim.
Jam!
You've been doing it for years.
Jam! They can't cool their bodies down, so their blood is boiling. Let me ask you this, Australia. How do we sleep when our bat's blood is boiling?
Nice.
Thank you.
It snowed in the Sahara.
Are you kidding me?
No!
Is that normal?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Hmm. Sounds like a Chinese hoax to me.
Iced tea in the Sahara.
Three.
My sisters and I want to see it snow before we die.
Iced tea in the Sahara.
So, number three today, yet another legend being accused of sexual harassment.
A legend.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I've seen...
Stan Lee from Marvel Comics is playing grab-ass with his
the
nurses.
The nurses!
Yeah. Yeah, he's been accused of groping and harassing the nurses.
Hey, Spidey.
I invented Spider-Man. Let me grab that ass. He, according to the nursing company that is in a dispute with, again, 95-year-old Stan Lee... they say nurses claim he's asking for oral sex in the shower, and he'd like to be pleasured in his bedroom. He says
who
here,
wouldn't?
Says here he doesn't seem to care what people think of him. He's lost his filter. There's been a stream of young nurses coming to his house in West Hollywood, and he has been sexually harassing them.
Yeah, just because
he finds it funny.
Just because you would like something doesn't mean you get something.
Well, is it possible? That there's something going on with Stan's brain because he's 95 years old. Like, I'm not defending Stan Lee, but is this a recent thing? I know his wife passed away like a year or so ago. Is it possible that he's losing it?
I don't know.
And acting inappropriately? Like, it's bad. It's not good. But it's not like this is 35-year-old Stan Lee. This isn't James Franco pulling stuff.
Couldn't we just put like a shock collar on him?
That's what they need to do. It says here, Stan Lee has been very handsy and has groped some of the women. It's unacceptable behavior, especially, it says here, from an icon like Stan Lee. Oh,
listen, punch him in the face.
Yeah. Pow.
There you go.
There you go. Make a little
Kabam!
Noise when you do it, too.
Four.
Super Nurse versus the Groper. There's your comic book, dummy. Oh, and number four...
What was the last thing he came up with?
Well, you know, a lot of people will argue that he came up with nothing. That he took a lot of credit for other people's creations.
Okay, Shakespeare?
There is there is an argument that he just basically took what Kirby and Ditko did and said, no, we'll do that. I invented that. Put my name on it, too. I don't know what to believe.
That's
when
the
it comes
scuttlebutt,
to Stan Lee.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that the stuff that gets talked to in hushed tones at Comic-Con?
I've never been to a Comic-Con.
But is that what's over in the corner?
Well, you know, I think it's...
I'm not even sure he came up with this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's right. I just was reading something the other day, though. He's going to some...
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't
He's
cry.
Going to some convention to sign autographs. Huh. So he's still out there making money, and he shows up in every one of the Marvel movies.
You're from a distance. Would you sign this, Stan Lee?
Yeah,
would
you?
From a
you,
distance.
Could you not grab me could while you do Number four, actor Michael Douglas is preemptively denying allegations that he was inappropriate. I guess someone who used to work for him says that he was demanding he would masturbate in front of female employees and then blackball them.
In front of Carl Malden.
This is what happens on the streets of San Francisco.
Don't leave home without it.
Yeah, this woman worked for Michael Douglas's production company. Where to begin this? What do you think, Michael?
Cindy, probably.
I felt the need to get ahead of this.
San Francisco.
Getting a... And what is going on today? He says this never happened, and it's probably untrue. So, who knows? Who said she said...
What's Catherine Zeta-Jones up to?
The Golden Globes this year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. One-year-old...
Catherine...
With somebody.
Catherine Zeta-Jones Sr. Senior. 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 Senior.
Yeah, that was... I saw a trailer where she's going to be in a movie coming up. Good.
Fantastic.
Good. And I thought, Catherine Zeta-Jones, where the hell have you been?
Exactly.
There with basically Douglas in a wheelchair. In a wheelchair. Poured the kinds of...
Getting some lifetime...
No,
or some get lifetime achievement award?
No, I don't think that was
award.
No, I don't think that...
Dorian Award. Oh, Centurion. Come get your... He's a swan.
He just shows up.
Champion move.
I was, the whole time. That was 50 me.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
Me. Move.
More than 50 years ago, right? More than 50 years ago. I mean, that's...
Even better.
Yeah. Did, no, they did a little...
you know what? When I was a kid, how many leagues underneath the sea was it? How many leagues underneath the sea was it?
20
leagues underneath the sea was it?
20,000
underneath the sea was it?
20,000
was it?
20,000 leagues. 20,000 leagues. 20,000 leagues. 20,000 leagues. 20,000 leagues. 20,000 leagues under the sea. Leagues under the sea.
Oh, James.
Under the sea.
Oh, James Mason. Oh, James Mason. James Mason.
James
Mason.
James Mason.
That was Mason.
James Mason.
That was Mason.
James Mason's wonderful in that. Yeah, that was on like... Yeah, that was on Saturday afternoon. They would have... Saturday afternoon. They would have...
And the boy took it in?
They would have...
And the boy took it in?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Back in the day.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
No. Oh, there's not a chance a kid today is going to... There's not a chance a kid today...
Now, what is this?
Fog. You know, fog. You don't know what fog is, old man.
Nice.
Fog is, old man.
Nice.
Is, old man.
Nice striped.
Old man.
Nice striped shirt. Striped shirt. Shirt. Nice cobblestone. Nice cobblestone. Nice cobblestone.
What?
Nice cobblestone.
What?
Nice cobblestone.
What? Hey, what?
Cobblestone.
What? Hey, what?
Cobblestone.
What? Hey, what? What? Why is everything a shot? What? Why is everything a shot at me?
What is
everything a shot at me? What is going on here? What is going on here?
Why are you taking?
What is going on here?
Why are you taking?
What is going on here?
Why are you taking?
What is going on here?
Why are you taking a shot?
Going on here?
Why are you taking a shot?
Going on here?
Why are you taking a shot?
Going on here?
Why are you taking a shot at everything?
I wanted to play you a little bit of audio from Kirk Douglas. He got a standing ovation. Again, the man is 101 years old. And daughter-in-law, Catherine Jones is.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would have thought she was over 52. Over 52. 52. 52. 52. A little montage. Showed a little montage of his...
Tough guys?
And
tough guys?
Ladies and gentlemen, Golden Joe winner,
Kirk Douglas.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, by the way, is wearing an outfit. Looks like she's in, like, outfit. Looks like she's in, like, negligee.
Nice.
And it still works wonderfully. So they're all giving him a standing ovation. By the way, Kirk Douglas was accused of raping an actress, but that's allegedly.
He raped that sea monster in 20,000 Leagues. That's how it ends.
All right, so they give him a nice little standing ovation.
Oh, don't do that. I poop when people applaud.
Oh, I wonder.
Oh, don't do that. Don't please. Stop clapping, please. Please.
I have a thing. I poop when people applaud.
Oh, it's
you in, have to stop.
It's in my sock now. Quit it.
The one sock that I'm allowed to wear at my age. Two socks would kill me.
Two socks at this point. That's a young man's.
Two socks?
That's a young man's.
What am I?
That's a young man's fashion. I'm dressing age appropriate. Age appropriate? You mean you should be wearing a casket?
Two socks? What am I, the Suite Life with Zach
now,
and
Cody? That
would
be funny if he would have walked out with his arms like through a casket and a little hole in it so his face is there.
Now you got him.
Now he's dressing age appropriate.
Very age appropriate at 101 years old.
Come on out. No. There he is. He's got his legs in. Sticking out the end of the casket.
He's there with like the pallbearers.
Boys, just bide your time.
Uh-huh. Here he is at the... The Golden Globes, Kirk Douglas, movie legend, 101 years old. And I'll say this, like, you know, sometimes with these 100-year-olds, it's like, oh, boy, they...
You look good for 100.
Yeah, no, not Kirk Douglas.
Not Kirk. You look awful for 200.
No, it's... here we go. Let me see if I can... Well, this is just pictures of him.
Yeah, that's okay.
I can't find... The audio is...
I think we get it. That
is something else. Yeah, Kirk Douglas was accused of rape, and then they all gave him a standing ovation when the whole thing was supposed to be about, you know, we're fed up, or what's the...
You raped our great-grandmothers!
Time's up. That's what the thing is. Yeah.
What's Time's Up?
Time's Up is the initiative by female actresses, directors, I guess actors. You're not supposed to say actresses anymore. Where it's like, we've had enough of the harassment.
Oh, good.
Your time.
Oh, good, because I thought it was the complete opposite of that.
Time's up. It's time to harass me.
Well, it's a
ding. I haven't been harassed in a while. Who's gonna come and get this hot piece of actress?
Five.
Number five.
Finally, Darren. Number five in the old top five things.
We're to number five already.
Can you believe it? A very frugal woman making the headlines. This is a young lady after your own heart, I think.
Okay.
She tried to bring her Christmas tree back to the Costco where she bought it and wanted a refund.
Very frugal.
Yeah, the dead Christmas tree. She came back to Costco on January 4th.
Yeah, this thing's not working.
And it says here, totally nonchalant, she tried to return the Christmas tree because it's dead.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she'd like some money back.
Do you have...
This Christmas tree you sold me is dead. I'd like my money back, please.
You probably don't know, because you have a artificial tree.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
Has the time to put the tree out come and gone already?
Oh, as far as, like, the free removal?
Yes.
I believe it has.
Because they're not taking our tree. The tree is sitting out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we put it out there like on January, what?
Well, you're supposed to keep,
or 7?
You're supposed to keep it up until the 6th, right? Until the epiphany, isn't
that
the
rule? Yeah, well, that's the epiphany I had.
Uh-huh.
They're not taking the tree. What's the deal? Because I'll leave it there. It's natural. It'll just...
Yeah, no, it looks good. It's a good-looking tree.
It's a squirrel habitat at this point.
You know, at that point, what we have is a squirrel habitat.
And if anybody in my neighborhood wants to complain about it, it's out there for the squirrels.
Yeah. No. It's nature.
Yeah.
It's nature's way of telling you something's right, is what I say.
Exactly.
Go out there with some peanut butter and some birdseed. Just slap it all over the trunk. Now it's for the birds.
Or what I was thinking of doing, because it's right by the, if the city won't take it.
Yeah.
It's right there by the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of just slapping like a little thing on it that says, to Santa. And seeing if maybe
Santa's not part of the recycling tree program.
To see if the post office We'll send it to Santa.
You know, my guess is, when is your garbage day?
It was yesterday.
Oh, boy, that's not good. No, I would think they would
take
that. They
picked up the recycling, they picked up the garbage, but they didn't want anything to do with the tree.
I think the tree is its own thing. I think there's a detachment that just goes and gets trees.
Okay, so maybe
they just haven't hit your neighborhood.
So I don't have to put the to Santa.
To Santa.
From Darren.
I like that. Finally, he gets a little
Santa.
Something.
Here.
I know how much you love these goddamn things.
I know how you like to mulch.
Or you could throw in a river. It makes a nice habitat for panfish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You cook those things up.
Oh, the bluegill or the crappie, they're just like candy.
Candy this.
You fry them upright, they're just eating candy.
What's Santa out there doing? Oh, he's mulching. He mulches this time of year.
That's all he does. Santa got a wood chipper for Christmas.
And a dehydrator.
And it's great for mulching and also labor relations.
If I have to have one more banana chip, I'm going to scream.
Those were your top five things, by the way.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte, the East Moline Coffee Company. Make sure you join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Our podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. That's where you can become one today if you'd like, as well as by everyone who shops at Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Make sure you bookmark that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Get a cheesesteak today. Their award-winning cheesesteak includes premium grilled steak, melted white American cheese, fried onions, hot or sweet peppers. Get that today for lunch and maybe dinner both. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And although I don't know that you're going to put in a request with the fax, delivery is available. Order
online. Do not send them faxes.
At order.capriotis.com.
Talking about the Epiphany, I don't know if you saw this. There's a...
So the holiday season is over now.
Yes.
Done.
Yes.
It's all wrapped up and put to bed.
Finished. Yes.
When's Sweetest Day? Is that next? Is that the next thing we deal with?
No, Valentine's Day would be the next. Well, I mean, you've got Dr. King's birthday, right?
Right.
And then Valentine's Day. Sweetest Day is in, like, September.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweetest Day, the idea there is, how do we have a second Valentine's Day?
Right.
Yeah. No. We've all said no to Sweetest Day, right?
I think so.
I don't even feel like you hear about that. I think you're the only one who brings up Sweetest Day.
And then Groundhog's Day soon.
Groundhog's Day is on the 2nd.
Will we be having punchkis this year?
Groundhog's Day falls on a weekend.
It does.
And I know that because at the Mallards game, it's brewed pint glass night.
That seems dangerous.
Come on out. Yes. Well, they're not going to have it on.
Throw them on the ice.
Yeah, they're going to have...
Can you imagine trying to... Trying to clean up broken glass on ice? I can't see it!
It's not easy.
Where is it?
Not the best. It's not the best. But yeah, I'll be there. We've got our big pint glass giveaway. These pint glasses look great. That'll be on February 2nd.
Isn't there some sort of big festival coming up, too?
Oh, well, thanks for mentioning it. Yeah, Brewed Live is on February 10th.
Now, is that where you do an actual live show during the...
It'll be like a live show, only you get to drink a lot of beer, and we'll have live
and
demonstrations.
Basically heckle you. Dutron!
No.
All right, cut. Cut. In front of... Brewed in front of a live audience.
It's not a live brewed show, but there will be a lot of information.
Cut!
And 35 different breweries will be there with their beer.
When's that?
That is on Saturday, February 10th.
Those are back-to-back weekends.
Sure are, buddy. They sure are.
Oh, boy. And then I'll be
on February 3rd, I'll be emceeing the Beer and Bacon Fest at the River Center. My February is jam-packed, full of events.
And
very excited about it.
And Pitchers and Catchers Report.
And Brood is now on every Saturday night. The TV show that it was on once a month, the first Sunday of the month. Now it's on every Saturday at 10:35. So you can watch a new episode no matter when you're listening to this. You can watch a new episode you can watch an episode. I think it's a repeat.
New.
No, the first Saturday of the month will be the new episode, and then Classic Brood.
I mean, you guys will film the Brood live event so that turns into an episode, right?
Here's hoping.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just working smart, not hard.
Yeah, we did that last year, although I don't know that we used any of the footage. I don't know. I don't know that we did. Last year was the first year for the festival. And here's the thing, too. There was another beer tasting festival that was held at the QCC Expo Center.
Okay.
That festival was run by the same corporation that got rid of us.
And brought you the...
And brought you the
Hawk?
Brought you the Hawk.
Hmm.
And it was...
They're not doing that anymore? What was that called?
Oh, I... Tap into America or
Hawk
something?
Fest.
Yeah. That thing was a disaster.
Okay.
Because they made you get tickets and... That was just basically a money grab. This is an educational good time. So I think that there were people who didn't go last year when we did Brood Live because
they
thought
that's what that was.
It was another Town Square screw job.
Mm.
It's not.
Okay.
They have nothing to do with it.
All right.
I assure you.
All right.
So yeah, last year was the first year. This is the second year of the event, and it's there. You know, the lines aren't big. There's lots of beer. It's indoors.
You're looking
to get out of the house. The Uber drivers are very busy that day. So come on out and have fun with us. That's February 2nd,
You'll
QCC
find an Uber
Expo
driver
Center.
That plays exclusively Lana Del Rey.
I'll put a link to get tickets if you're interested on Facebook.com. Yeah, we talked about that on the last show. And now Radiohead is saying, we're not suing her. I don't know where she's getting this.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's weird, right? What is... Thank you. That's the country music young women will enjoy.
Just tabloid radio is what that is.
Epiphany is over with. A small town in Portugal dominated the Epiphany news cycle. This is in the Portuguese village of Vale de Salgueiro, where they have a big tradition every year that a lot of people are saying, I don't know if that's the best idea. For the Epiphany, the idea is we have a big party, and we let all the little kids in town smoke cigarettes. That's...
Who puts on this festival?
Raji!
Philip... Share the fun! Thank you,
Raji.
Lawrence. Thank you, Lawrence. Now something for the babies.
They say that this practice...
Because these children are hurting.
These kids can't smoke cigarettes.
They can't buy their own cigarettes, and they are hurting.
These Portuguese kids.
They've got a nicotine addiction, and they need their cigarettes.
Yes, parents encourage their children as young as 5 years old to smoke cigarettes for the Epiphany. They say that this has been going on for centuries... as part of a celebration of life that's tied to the Christian Epiphany and the winter solstice.
And they what they,
but then they say, well, what does this represent? And then the Portuguese people go, we don't know.
Well,
just kids smoking cigs.
And they get presents, like they'll get a tube of Topol.
Jeez.
Was
Topol the toothpaste made specifically
for
people
smokers?
Who smoke?
Here, have some Topol.
Yeah, they have a big mass, they dance around bonfires, they play music, they elect a king.
They probably throw up a lot.
Well, that's the thing.
Can you imagine kids smoking cigarettes?
Like, remember your first couple of smokes?
Or getting your hands on chewing tobacco?
Oh,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Talk about when the world stops spinning. Or
yeah, I dipped in high school and college. And
I got a hold of some actual chewing tobacco one time at a high school football game, and I remember... Laying up against the restrooms, and it was just like, oh boy.
I would put like a third of a tin in my mouth when I was dipping back in the day. About 5 or 6 years ago, somebody had a tin, and I hadn't done it in like 10, 15 years. It's like, let me try that again.
How'd that go?
Put it in my mouth. 30 seconds later, I was puking my guts out.
I remember, like, grabbing the grass.
Yeah.
I'm sitting with my back against this building, like, grabbing the grass, trying to just hang on to Mother Earth.
Just try not to fall.
I'm going to try to not fall off this thing.
Legal age to buy cigarettes in Portugal is 18, but there is no prohibition against parents giving their kids smokes. And the authorities don't intervene to stop it.
Is that the same here?
What do you mean?
that you could give a child smokes if you wanted to?
No, I don't think you can. No, you'll go to jail if you give a child cigarettes, right? I mean, don't they have those signs like buying for minors is a problem? You ever have a kid approach you and ask if you to if go in and buy beer for him?
Nope. Nope.
Because I would be like, sure, give me the money. And then I'd go out another door.
Yeah, go the other door.
Now,
the other
now you door. Got an education,
now,
kid.
Now that's a life lesson. Now,
the problem is, once you take the money, that's when the cops come in.
I suppose
you
that's
have to
staff,
assume
yeah.
it's if a kid is asking you to buy beer, he's a narc, right?
Yeah, a little tiny narc.
Yeah, yeah. I had it happen one time.
No, I've never
at
had
a
it
quick
happen.
Stop, and they're like, "Hey,
could you buy some beer,
sir?" I'm like, "You're out of your fucking mind. You think I'm gonna buy you beer?"
Exactly. What, go a, and buy what would I get out of that?
What would be the point of that? So I can be cool for children?
No, thanks.
How about no?
No. No.
Sir, would you mind? Mind? I don't know you.
What's your name?
Child, why are you speaking to me?
I'm calling the police right now.
I ought to call the cops on you. Hey, tell me where your party is so I can let the cops know.
Exactly.
Well, I don't see why anyone should have any fun.
I'll break this up real quick.
Yeah. Well, it's a remote village, and it's a big tradition if you want to go see children smoke.
But you'll have to wait till next year.
Yeah, well, next year.
Rajin!
That's about right. Meanwhile, in Thailand...
He's got a birthday before too long.
Larry does?
Well, March.
We missed Elvis's birthday the other day.
We
didn't do our candy bar for Elvis. Yeah.
Elvis would have been 83.
I played on... the patron show last month, we did a an all-star Christmas salute.
Right.
Some Christmas tunes for the patrons to enjoy.
Right.
I found this record. It was recorded. The crux of this, the song is, it's a woman, and the record was recorded in 1977, and it's basically, Elvis isn't going to be here this year for Christmas.
No, I suppose he's not.
And she's just bawling.
This is our first Christmas without Elvis, or it will be.
It's the greatest. I should play it for you. It's like, Elvis, why the hell did you have to
leave
us?
Why did you die?
How could you do this to us, Elvis? Yeah, that's something. We hope you patrons, and feel free, patrons, to save that podcast and play it every Christmas.
Next year,
yes.
I believe, next year, it will be Elvis has been gone as long as he was around.
Is that right?
Well, I think so. He died when he was 42, and next year will be 84. If I get my slide rule out here, let me take a look at this. Let me get my protractor. Yep, that would be... there has to be someone out there.
You got a protractor to figure out how long Elvis has been dead, huh?
Hold on a second. Let me
see about this.
Hold on just a second.
I feel better having the protractor.
Let me get my Etch-a-Sketch out.
Hang on just a damn second
just
here.
Just a second. There has to be somebody.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last night on the News Hour. There has to be.
When is the News Hour going to be an actual thing that we can all listen to? You do a podcast that two people listen to.
Yeah, I don't think everyone would like it.
Well, you
never know. It works a little blue.
All right.
There has to be a tribute act out there. I mean, there's plenty of Elvis tribute acts.
Yeah, yeah.
But is there like a Christmas Elvis? It's Christmas Elvis.
So he just says Blue Christmas?
Well,
and what else?
Or does other Christmas songs.
As Elvis?
As Elvis.
That's not bad, but you're not really...
And you do it year-round. So you're very popular, like, probably at, like, insane asylums and old folks' homes.
I like what you're doing there.
Do they still call them insane asylums?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's totally normal to say that.
Okay.
Oh, Dave and Darren Trend Alert! This is very big in Thailand, apparently. They are flocking to this clinic, Darren. People in Thailand, in Bangkok... Oriental setting.
One night.
Big thing to do when you're in Thailand is go to Bangkok and get your penis whitened. It's a service that more than 100 men a month are going. More than 100 men a month are going to get their penis whitened. It's a big, call it a phallic fad over there. The Lalux Hospital is renowned for its body whitening expertise.
What is this, some sort of Huck Finn thing? Well, I don't suppose you want to whitewash my penis, do you? Why, it's fun.
You wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like
it. Hang on a second.
Hold on a second.
Hang on a second, Tom. I might like to whitewash your penis.
Huh? I might.
Yeah, they say 100 clients a month, 3 to 4 clients a day are going to this place, getting their penis whitened. I guess in Thailand, they're obsessed with skin color. And male customers started complaining about, you know, dark parts on their stuff.
Hmm.
And now they use a laser to whiten and brighten your junk.
Is this like the ShamWow?
Okay. Sure.
Where's the ShamWow guy?
Well, didn't he go to jail?
I think he got in trouble.
Yeah, that ended badly. Yeah, this is a huge fad over there. They say you got to be careful because it's a very sensitive body part. Clients are between the ages of 22 and 55. Many of them are from Thailand's LGBTQ community.
Hmm.
This is the same hospital, by the way, that also offers something called a 3D vagina, in which a customer's body fat is used to make their genitalia more plump.
A lot of the people having this done are former members of NRBQ.
Girl Scout cookies! Saw NRBQ live.
Cool!
Yeah. I had no idea who they were.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, loved them.
Yeah, thought bet you did.
Thought they were great.
Party band.
What do you think it costs to get your penis whitened?
In Bangkok.
Mm-hmm. They say they think it's a good market. I don't have a price for the 3D vagina if you'd like fat taken out of your butt and put in your labia. I don't know what that costs. Mm. But I do have a cost
that
here.
That sounds expensive.
5 sessions, and they will laser up your junk and make it white.
$100 a session.
Well, you're not too far off. It's $650 for 5 sessions. So yeah, you go there, you give them $650, they shoot a laser at your stuff, and then you got a nice white penis, which is, I guess, something that people pay for. Some of us come by it easy, and honestly, I just don't know that anyone's ever complained.
I don't know that I want it white.
No, I don't think you would. For what?
Let's make it look like it's a center line in a... It's like if I get...
This is my tribute to the Washington Monument?
It's not going to get help if I get lost in the snow.
No. No, it's not. But see, I don't know who's asking for more plump vaginas. I don't know who's asking for more white penises. I don't understand the need for any of this. But if it makes you happy,
I'm not sure
I say go with God.
I'm not sure I would do it if it was free.
No. No. Have somebody shoot a laser at your junk 5 times?
Goldfinger.
You expect me to talk? You don't expect me to talk. No, Mr. Bond, I expect your penis to be white and bright. No, thanks. How about this for a technological advance? They've invented an ingestible pill that can track fart development in your gut and give you results in real time on your phone. So you'll get like a little pop-ups on your phone, and it's like, you're going to fart in about 5 minutes.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm pretty sure that some of our listeners just heard that and thought, that's not a bad idea.
Well, this team in Australia has developed an ingestible electronic capsule that monitors gas levels in your gut. It's then paired with a pocket-sized receiver and a mobile phone app. The pill will report conditions in your gut in real time as it passes from your stomach to your colon. And they say that this will give you, little updates, let you know what's going on with your gas situation. The pill can provide new information about intestinal wind patterns and gaseous turbulence from different foods. They're going to set up their own company to test this thing further, and they hope to get it out on the market soon. Basically, it keeps track of what's going on in your gut. So, like, imagine, we've all been in a situation where out of nowhere, gas shows up, and you're like, oh, boy. Would it be worth it to be like, hey, man.
Something's coming. Something's brewing.
So, but now the embarrassment of like, farting in public is replaced by an alarm going off on your phone like, hey, everybody, this knucklehead's about to rip one.
All of a sudden, your phone just starts playing Brown Eyed Girl. What's that? What's that for? Huh? What? Oh, nothing.
What's that?
Nothing. Nothing. I've got to go. I got to go outside.
How come every time someone calls you with the ringtone of Kansas's Dust in the Wind, you get up and leave in such a hurry? Where are you going? I'll never tell. Only my hairdresser knows for sure. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink and have one of their delicious soups, which include turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best, freshest ingredients. Guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily as well. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today. Get one of any of their delicious sandwiches today. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe we're back at it again tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll see you then until we get a chance to do that one for you. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Love it.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.